it again, and then we'll learn there's a very important Tosfos here, Chaspa B'Almihi. The Mishnah said that any legal documents that were drawn up and signed and sealed in the secular courts, the non-Jewish courts, we can rely on for their validity, for their accuracy. If they say the court signs a statement that so-and-so owes money to somebody else, so we assume, even though the Nochem Apsulim La'edis, the Torah, we assume Lo Maram Nasei. Again, and then we'll learn there's a very important Tosfos here, Chaspa B'Almihi. The Mishnah said that any legal documents that were drawn up and signed and sealed in the secular courts, the non-Jewish courts, we can rely on for their validity, for their accuracy. If they say the court signs a statement that so-and-so owes money to somebody else, so we assume, even though the Nochem Apsulim La'edis, the Torah, we assume Lo Maram Nasei, he's not going to, Lo Mari Nafshai V'Kasa. They're not gonna sign to a statement that's not true. So we assume that it's true. All story moments are acceptable. Except Chutz Mikit Noshim Shechuri Avodim. That's no good because it has to be written Mishma. So that's Pashteitzach. That's no good. That's Yisra Heter. But when it comes to Dini Mamanis, we can rely on the accuracy, the facts that they write in the document. So the Gemara understood the Mishnah. The Gemara has two pshatim in the Mishnah. So first, the Gemara starts off Kapasik V'Tani. The Mishnah sounds like it's saying Kol Hashtori. All documents, just the exception of those that nik sibul lishma, aget isha and shtar shechra v'knayni. That's a shtar isa v'heta. But kol shtar sounds like all shtari mammon, including even shtare matone. So the Gemara was bothered with question shtar matone. Shtar matone. So how is he kind? How is the one Jew is giving a gift to the other Jew? So how is he kind of the karka? How is it kind of with the shtar? It's a shtar kinyan. If it's a shtar raya, their shtar is only the raya bial. A shtar mechira that says that one Jew paid money to the other Jew, he already made a kinyan chazok, he made a kinyan chalipin, made some kind of a kinyan on the thing, and this shtar is just a raya. So even though the shtar al pidin doesn't have the validity of a shtar, because the nochrim are not kosher leiders, but nonetheless, we assume that lamari nafshayu, that it's an umdina, that most probably they're telling the truth. But if it's the shtar matonah, so this shtar is the vehicle with which the kinyan takes effect. This is the kli, which is serving, this is the instrument with which you make the kinyan on the karka. So it's worthless. How is that good? So the Gemara gave two answers. The first answer was, dina machus dina, even applies in such case. Dina machus dina usually now applies to taking taxes. And here the Gemara says, a chiddush, it works to be mechadish a kinyan as well. And then the other answer the Gemara said was, that we read the Mishnah rule. When it says chut megitin noshim, it doesn't only mean chut from the shtaris that affect these of the heter that nik sivu l'shma. Now chut megitin noshim, except for this whole category of shtari kinyan. All shtari kinyan are not valid. All right, that was the Gemara. So last week we discussed why was there a question regarding didin machus adina. We passed in didin machus adina. So what did the Gemara give? Eboy same, and maybe there's another answer that the Mishnah didn't mean to say like that. So we gave three suggestions. Okay. So here, Rashi and Tosfos discussed the line that the Gemara has. The Gemara was bothered with the question, how can you say that a shtar matnas karka, that Reuven is giving over his karka b'matana to Shimon, and the document is drawn up and signed by the goyish courts, by the secular courts, so the Gemara asks on the Mishnah, how can the Mishnah imply that that's good? Kol Hashtoris are good. I ought to declare that that's Chaspa B'Yalma. Chaspa B'Yalma means a piece of clay. We used to have, when you write something on a tablet, then it's going to be a shtar. But if you just have a piece of clay, that's not a shtar. Chaspa B'Yalma is the expression for saying that it's a worthless shtar. It's an ishken shtar. A good shtar is good, and this is a Chaspa B'Yalma, means it's not a shtar. So Rashi and Tosfos are bothered with the Lashon HaGemara. Why is it worthless? Why should you say that it's worthless? We can construct a pshat. There is the famous Machlekes Rab Meir and Rab Loza by all Shtarei Kinyan, not only by Get Isha. We happen to be learning Gittin, so it's by Gittin. But it applies to all Shtarei Kinyan, even Shtarei Kinyan Mamun. Do you say Eide Chassimakarsi? Or do you say Eide Mesirakarsi? So Rav Meir's opinion, we don't pass like Rav Meir. Rav Meir says Eide Chassimakarsi. For all shtaris in the world, we know there are two categories of shtaris. There's a shtar raya, there's a shtar kinyan. Shtar raya is Eides B'ksav, that something already took place. Edis b'ksav hashteitzach, hashtar raya, of course, you have to have edi chasima. If you don't have anybody signed on the bottom, so it's not a document. A document means a piece of evidence. Not a piece of evidence unless somebody signs on the bottom. I can write it myself that you owe me $1 million. $5 million, $100 million, I can write whatever I want. If you don't have two of kosher edim signed on the bottom, so it's not a document that gives any evidence. So ashtar raya, of course, needs edi chasima. What about ashtar kinyan? So the mayor's opinion is that all ashtaras boil down to the same thing. All ashtaras are ashtari raya. Either such a thing as a shtar kinyan that affects a change, you give a shtar kiddush and you become married, you give a get, you become divorced, you give a shtar matana, you transfer the ownership of the karka via the shtar. So he says, yeah, but the mechanics of the way it works is that I give you a document that's evidence that testifies that we are married, that causes us to become married. I give you a document that says that the karka now belongs to you, so the karka now becomes yours. Every shtar kinyan works because it has to first serve as a shtar raya. I give you a raya that something took place and it didn't take place, so that itself causes that to take effect. If it's shayach, if I'm going to give you a document that I'm giving you the Brooklyn Bridge, it doesn't belong to me, so it doesn't help. I can make a mechiris kesef also, it's not going to work. But if I give you a shtar raya that is meaningful, I'll give a shtar raya to a man that I'm married to him. A man can't marry a man. I'll give a shtar raya to an esh yisish that we're married. So it doesn't help, an esh yisish ain't kedushin tofsin. But if I give to a single girl, she's interested in getting married to me, and I say, I want to marry you, and I give her a shtar raya that we are married, so that causes the kiddushin to take effect. That's how Rav Meir holds, that all shtaris have to begin by serving as a shtar raya. We don't pass them like Rav Meir, we pass them like Rav Loza, that ate in the Sirikars. What does it mean? They're two different, totally different parshias of shtar. A shtar raya is a document that has evidence, it has eri chasime, who testified to something. And a shtar kinyan doesn't have to have any edi chasima at all. There's no need for edi chasima. It's edi mesira karsim. When you give over the get, you have edi mesira watch. So that's what Rashi and Tosfos about it. Halacha lamaisa, we paskin like Rabbi Lozar, that all shtari kinyan you don't need edi chasima bichlal. Oh, you need our edi mesira. So what does the Gemara find so difficult with the Mishnah that they had a kvetch Yes, I can answer that the Mishnah never said it. They cover up. The Mishnah meant a different thing. What's the problem? The Goyim drew up a shtar in the secular court, and they signed, sealed, and delivered it, and it's worthless. But we're going to give the shtar over a second time. Maybe that's what it means. We'll give over the shtar that was drawn up by God. What do I care who wrote the shtar? The shtar mechiras chamis that we use, or the ksubas that we use, a lot of times are printed by Goyim. They have calligraphy. They have fancy ksubas done with calligraphy that are written by Goyim. There's no halacha that the ksuba has to be written l'shma. A get has to be written l'shma. So a nachri is not kosher for ksivas a get. V'shta shichra v'knayni. You have to have ksiva l'shma. So a nachri cannot write l'shma. But a ksuba doesn't need l'shma like a shta mechir eschom. It's like any document in Dina Mammon. It doesn't need ksiva l'shma. Tanoim. A shta tanoim doesn't need ksiva l'shma. Mestam it's printed by goyim. Mestam a Jew sets the type and then the goy pushes the button. So that's not a ksiva l'shma. So what's so bad over here? The kol ashtar sa'olam yakosh anach means it was drawn up by the nachrim. It was signed by the Nochem, and the signed by the Nochem is absolutely neither here nor there. It's Lamala v'Lamor. But then we'll give it over in front of Eidim Mesira. So then it'll be good, even for a Shtar Kinyan. So what's so difficult? Why not say that Hocha b'Mayaskina, that you'll give it over in the presence of Kashera Eidim Mesira, and Eidim Mesira Karsin, it'll be good. That's what Rashi asks. Rashi doesn't understand why does the Gemara say Sechas b'di Alma? Why does the Gemara say that the shtar is chas b'alma? Rashi on the first very wide line. You have narrow lines and medium-sized lines and the wide line, very wide lines. So in the first wide line, Rashi writes, "V'hu adinami d'matzi l'shnuya beidim yisiri Yisrael." Gemara could have answered. Gemara gave two answers. One answer was dina machus adina. The other answer was takas no good. Chutz mikigit inoshim that a shtar matone. Only shtari raya good if it comes from the secular courts. Shtari kinyan are no good. So Rashi asks, there's a third answer. There's a third answer that we should have remembered already from the previous daf. We were talking about it 3-4 weeks ago on Tesam and Beis. If you give this document that's signed by the gun, give it over in the presence of the kosher eidim, so that'll be the shtar. That'll be the shtar kinyan.
Isn't that the machloikas?
And then, so Rashi says, then it's going to be a problem. How are you going to read the next time in the Mishnah? Reb Shimon Omer, in our Mishnah, Yudam and Beis, it says Reb Shimon disagrees with the Tanakama, and he says even a getisha and a shtar shechar v'knayni, is also good, even though it's signed by Goyim. So how can it be good? How can it be good? But the Gemara says we're talking that it was written Lishmo. I but it's signed by Goyim. So the answer is no. But you're going to give. He holds like Reb Lozer, the Eidim Misirikarsi, and you'll give over the get in the presence of Kosher Eidim. In the presence of Kosher Eidim. What happened is a din of Mizuyif Mitoichoi, that if you have Goyim or Rishoyim or Kerem signed on the back. So the whole reason for Mizuyif Mitoichoi is Dilma Asil Mismachalayo. You may use the same Eidim who assigned it to serve as Eidim Misirah. But if it's obviously Goyish a name, Seamus Buchokin, absolutely Goy Flanagan, Gooligan, whatever you have. Mark gives a list of absolute Goyish names. Herman. Very Goyish name. Herman, the Gemara says. On the top, the top of the next daf. Yeah. So Taisa says the gear says Herman, not Hermes. No, Hermes is a Jewish name. Herman is absolutely a Goyish name. No mistake of that. Gemara gives a whole bunch of names. Okay. Yes. We have a gear says Hermes. So Taisa corrects it. Should be Herman. Herman is absolutely a Goyish name. Okay. So the Gemara says that's the shiloh over here. There are Shimon holds that you're not concerned about. If the chashash doesn't apply, if it's such obviously non-Jewish names, everybody will know it's a dead giveaway that they're Goyish names, so no one will rely on them to serve as Eidim Misirah. Fine. So Rashi points out over here, this Rashi on the first very wide line on Yudam and Beis, in addition to the two suggestions that the Gemara gives, they could have given a third suggestion. They could have answered Pshat in the Mishnah, Eidim Misirah Yisrael, that he's going to give this document that's signed by the Goyish judges or by the court. They're going to give it over to the Noisen HaKarka, is going to give it over to the Mekabel Matona in the presence of two kosher Eidim. The Inumash Velei Shtar, the Eidim Misiri Yisrael will make it into a Shtar. The Eidim Hasim is Gonish Ver. But Rashi says that's going to be a very big Doichik. It's a Shinui Dechika. The Gemara didn't want to answer that. Why? Because again, then you're going to get into problems. Because the next Tana disagrees with the Tanakam. So what does Reb Shimon hold? It's even good by the Gedisha. So you're going to say the Tanakam and Reb Shimon, they both hold Eid and the Sirikas, both hold like our blessings. So what are they fighting about? Sheamus Mufakim. So it's a Doichik. So Rashi says that's why the Gemara didn't want to say it. It's hard to press it into the Mishnah. But theoretically, that could be an answer. So Taisus quotes this Rashi. This Taisus Chaspa B'Yalma. Taisus has Pirish B'Kuntris. And Daf Yudam and Beis. Pirish B'Kuntris. Daf Amatzav Mishnah. The Gemara could have given a third explanation. The Eidim Misirah goes like Rav Loza, but it's a Shinuya Dechika, it's a Shvere suggestion, because the Gemara on the previous Daf asks, so what is Reb Shimon disagreeing with the Tanakam? They're both saying the same thing. That you have a Shtar that's signed by Pasol Eidim, Nochrim Apostle Eidim, Goyim, and then you give it in the presence of Eidim Misirah. So the Tanakam says that Gitei Noshim is no good. Reb Shimon says that it is good. And they're both talking if he gave it in the presence of Eidim Misirah, and you hold like Reb Lozer. So what are they fighting about? Adoichik Pshat, they both agree that there's a din of Mizuyif Mitoichai, and they're arguing about the details of Mizuyif Mitoichai, how far it goes. So Rashi says it's a doichik. So Rashi says, you look in the previous daf, the Gemara doesn't like that answer. The Holy El Parchinan Alomit, the same thing. Gemara asked Akasha, how are you going to read Reb Shimon? And the Gemara says it's Shver. So Taisus picks on Rashi, what do you mean? Kosher! Taisus, what are you talking? The Gemara asked the question, the Gemara answered it. And the Gemara said, yes, that is the Machlokes Tanakam and Reb Shimon. What do you mean a Doichik? That was the Maskanas HaGemara before, on the previous daf. What does Rashi say that's a Doichik? It's not exactly. Look, all the Achronim say, the Gemara in the previous daf didn't say that is the Machlokes Tanakam and Reb Shimon. The Gemara said that's Machlokes between this Tana Reb Shimon over here and the Tana over there. All right. It's not exactly what Taisus says. But that's what Taisus says on Rashi. What does Rashi say that's a doichik? Adarabafrik Taisus. Hateris, the Eidim Misirah Reb Lozer, Nishlefiyah Maskana. That's not a doichik, that's not a fleeting havamina. That was the conclusion of the Gemara. And they quote a chunk of Gemara from before that sounds like it says that. Alright, so it's a question of Acharonim Pilpul. It doesn't say exactly like that. So if one would want to give a different suggestion other than Rashi, why didn't the Gemara say that? Why did the Gemara get so excited? Chaspa b'almos, nothing to discuss. If you have a shtar matnas karka that's signed by Nochrim in our course is worthless, and you have to come on to either the teretz is dina machusadina or the new teretz of kigitinash taka no good. So they ask, why don't you just say gave it b'fnei Eidim Misirah Yisrael, and it's good because Eidim Misirah karsi. The Yoimer Ri, so the Ri says the answer is Pashut. Pashut. We know that even if you hold like Rabbi Loza, that you don't need Eidei Chasime. But what if you have Eidei Chasime and they're no good? They're puzzle. So the Mizuit Mitoichai. So that's what the Gemara meant to say, Chas v'Bihar. That was the Gemara's time. If you have a document that's signed by the Goyish courts, so it's no good because Mizuit Mitoichai. So how do you read the Mishnah? All the other Shtari Momen are good. Even including Shtar Matana, even though it's Mizuif Mitoichai, except for Getisha, which is no good. Why is Getisha no good? Because Mizuif Mitoichai. The Gemara said before, Pashab Shat in the Mishnah, you're right. Pashab Shat in the Mishnah is the Get was written by Goy. Get was written by Goy. So the Gemara doesn't learn that Pshat. Yeah. That's what Tais is going to bring out later. We should have written it before. Tais is later going to point out. The Gemara doesn't learn the Pashab Shat in the Mishnah that the Get was written by the Goyim. The Gemara says the Get was written by the Yid. It's a Yiddish Iksav. It was signed by the courts. Signed by the courts, so what's wrong? It was written Lishma. So the Gemara says, no, it's no good because Mizuyif Mitoichai. So the Ri says, if Mizuyif Mitoichai is the reason why the Get Isha is no good, so how can it be good by the Shtar Matnas Karka? The same problem of Mizuyif Mitoichai that applies to Get Isha applies to Shtar Matnas Karka as well. That's what the Ri says. That's what the just like the Tanakhama says that there's a problem on Mizuif Mitoicha by Get, even though you hold like Rab Loza that you don't need Eidei Mesira, but if you have Eidei Mesira in a Nochrim, Toignish is Mizuif Mitoichai. Kehecha the Paslina beget up the Eidei Mesira, Shemis Mufokim, that's already Tosis, that's the heavy artillery. Tosis already said that the Tosis argued with Rashi. They said, the Gemara before said that's the Pshat. What do you mean Rashi said it's a Deich? The Gemara said that's what's the Pshat. So they're quoting. The Gemara said that is the Machlekes Tanakama and Reb Shimon. They both hold like Reb Loza, that you don't need Eidei Mesira. And they both hold, but if you have Eidei Mesira, no good, is no good Medir Rabbanon. Mizuif Mitoichai is no good Medir Rabbanon. Why? Because of the Chashash, Dilma Asil and Nismach Alai. You may rely on these Eidei Chasime to serve as Eidei Mesira. So what's the Machlekes Tanakama and Reb Shimon? What if it's Shemis Mufokim? It's a dead giveaway that the Goyisha names. So the Tam HaGzera doesn't apply, but you say the Gzera applies or not. So the Tanakama holds that the Gzera of Mizuyif Mitoicha, the Chumra Midir Rabbanon, the Mizuyif Mitoicha even applies by Shemus Mufakim, and Reb Shimon holds that by Shemus Mufakim doesn't apply. So that's what Tosis is already putting in their Pshat. Okay, so they say, V'yayimari, Kecha, Tepaslina Beget, Afiyeri Mizuyif, Shemus Mufakim, according to the Tanakama. Why? Mishum dil ma'asel imismach alayu b'loy Eidei Mesira Yisrael. You may rely on these Eidei Chasima to serve as Eidei Mesira. You won't get new Eidei Mesira. Hachanami pasen mishtar matana, the same gzeira de Rabbanon. Of Mizuif Mitoich applies to shtar matana. It's exactly the dinim are exactly the same. That's what the Ri says is the pshat in the Gemara. Hare chaspa b'yalmohu, what does it mean? If the shtar matnas karka, Reuben wants to give a matana of karka to Shimon, and he goes to court, they draw up a document, so it doesn't need Lishma, and it doesn't need Eidei Chasima either. So what's the problem? So say it's a good, why did the Gemara get so excited? He gave over the Shtar Matnas Karka and the presence of two Eidei Mesira. No, but the Mishnah goes, it was signed by the Arkoyas, it was signed by the secular court, by the Nochrim. So that's Mizuyif Mitoichai, that was the Gemara's Kasha. It's a Chas B'Bialma, it's Mizuyif Mitoichai. So the Achreinim, the Teferis Yankiv, picks. The others don't pick this up. It's first Yankiv and some of the later Achrenim pick on Tosis. They say the Ri is 100% wrong. Because we spent time on this. A couple of weeks ago. We pointed out there are two kinds of Mizuyif Mitoichai. We pointed out that the Gemara and Daf Tes said that we're listing off Dinim, the Rabbanon, that only apply to a Get Isha. And doesn't apply to all Shtari Mamish, only to Get Isha. Get Isha and Shtar Shirich HaRiknani. So what in the Dinim Derabbana was Mizuyif Mitoicha. The Mizuyif Mitoicha only applies to Get Isha and doesn't apply to Shtari Mamish. So we were bothered, we said in Choshe Mishpat, Ayes Kakashe, that there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, we quote a Tesis on the Abdallah and Aleph. There's a big Tesis on Dalladam and Aleph. The big Tesis is the Kaimalon. The Tosis quotes on the third line, they quote a Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Chav Ches. Gemara Sanhedrin tells a story that they a Shtar Matana. Reuben wanted to give Shimon a Karka. They gave a Shtar Matana. And the two people who signed the Shtar were two brothers-in-law by double marriage. They're two sisters who were both married to two husbands. And their brothers-in-law, it's a two Balki Ishtois. So that's a machlekes satanayim, where they say Balki Ishta twice on the level of Rishon Berishon. So Allah al-Maisa, we paskin that you do. If you have two girls who are cousins, who are first cousins, and they're both married, so strictly speaking, you do not say Balki Ishta twice on the level of Sheni B'Sheni. Two brothers is Rishon Berishon, and two cousins, that's very the next generation, that's called Sheni B'Sheni. An uncle with a nephew, that's called the Rishon B'Sheni. So if you have Rishon Berishon, two sisters, then you say Balki Ishta even twice, that the two brothers-in-law, Gisim, are postulators for or against each other, or with each other. They're called Kraven. And Sheni B'Sheni, if you have two girls who are cousins and they're both married, you don't say Balki Ishta twice on the level of Sheni B'Sheni. And Rishon B'Sheni, if you have an aunt and a niece and they're both married, so the nephew is related to his uncle by a double marriage. So that's a machlekes Rishonim. That's a machlekes the Balamon and the Ramban there in Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Ches. And 2 days in Chayshim Mishpat, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch Chayshim Mishpat, where he say Balki Ishta twice when it's Rishon B'Sheni. If it's Sheni B'Sheni, you know for sure that you don't say Balki Ishta twice. On the level of Rishon B'Rishon, we say you do machlekes, and we pass you do say Balki Ishta twice. That's called Gisa. Gisa is a technical term. It doesn't mean every brother-in-law. It means a brother-in-law with a double marriage. In the Lashon HaMishnah, Gis means a brother-in-law only through a double marriage. So we passing Gisa is possible. And Rishon B'Sheni is a machlekes. The Gemara tells a story that there was a shtar matana that someone wanted to give his karka matana to somebody else. And he had the document signed by two kosher eidim, religious Jews, but they happened to be brothers-in-law with a double Balki Ishtoi. And there was a shayla what the din is, so the Amorah forgot the din. We passing that brothers-in-law apostle. But you say Balki Ishta twice on the level of Rishon B'Rishon. So then Rav Yosef said, "No, so give it over b'fnei Eidim Mesira. What's the problem? Don't rip it up. Give it over in the presence of Eidim Mesira." So Abai Tainis to who? Rav Yosef, I think. Abai Tainis to Rav Yosef. No, Stach Mezuyef Mitoicha Teignish. So Rav Yosef said, "I gevald, I wanted to make the kinyan already, and he doesn't let me. He caught me. I made a mistake. It's taken no good. Mezuyef Mitoicha Teignish." So the Achronim ask Akashi. You see from the Gemara Sanhedrin b'feirish that the din of Mizuif Mitoicha, the Chumr and the Rabbanah Mizuif Mitoicha even applies to Shtar Matnas Karka. And here the Gemara says that it's a din that's unique to get the Isha and Shtar Shecha Rekneini and doesn't apply to Shtari Mamet. Doesn't apply to Shar Shtari. So in the Chayshim Mishpat they asked that as a stira between the two Gemaras. So they answer that there are two kinds of Mizuif Mitoicha. One is if Kravim sign and one if it's Nachrim sign. If a Karab sign, that's called a Pasala Eid. That's an Eid Pasala. So when let's say there's a din of nimtzach and eidim karev apostle, if three witnesses come to court and testify, one of them is a karev, so I say, oh, you have a whole kat of three witnesses, a whole group, one of them teignish, so even the other two are also no good. But the tumim said, the nesivis quotes from the urim tumim, Rabbi Yonis and Ames, what if you have three witnesses, one of them is a nachri? So then he says it's not called an eid at all. You can't say nimtzach and eidim karev apostle, it's not vayach and eidim. Doesn't have a shame eid, never kosher anywhere. The relative is possible on this case, is kosher on another case. The Russia can't on shuvah, he'll be kosher later. So Russia is an eid possible. A nachri, I can be misgayer. He'll become Jewish, he'll be koshelated. Right now, he's postulated. The Tumim says that on Cherishah to the Kotten Eved Isha Akum, these six people, Cherishah to the Kotten Eved Isha Akum, they don't have a shame made at all. It's not that they're Edim Sulim, they don't have a shame made at all. So that's how the Achrenim explain. If you have Kravim signed on the document, like Tregisi, then it's called Mizuyef Mitoicha, you have Taka, the signatures. On nitfas, the kravim on nitfas and edis, but it's an edis psula. So that's an inacceptable document. So even in shtari mamin, even by shtar matana, that mizuyef mitoicha would be possible. There's something wrong inside the document. But if you have nachrim who signed on the bottom, so the rishonim use the lashon, the achrenim, the rashbo had the lashon also in a different context. That's like tiyuta biyam, as if a little ink just spilled on the document. It doesn't count for anything. A Nachri doesn't have a Shem Eidus at all. It's not in the Parsha of Eidus. It's only to you to be Alma. So that's not called Mizuyef Mitoicha. So that Chumra, that even if a Nachri signed, it's called Mizuyef Mitoicha, that's only by Getisha. Doesn't apply to Shtari Mamet. So that's what it said on the previous daf. Now you forget, it took us a month till we got, we were learning about Sukkot, whatever, I forgot already what. So from the time we learned daf test till we learned Yudam Beis, all of a sudden the Reed comes up with a new idea. That Mizuyef Mitoicha, if a Nachri signs on the bottom, passes by Shtari Mamin. Yeah. So the Teferis Yankin says, what is he talking about? It's the Chafeferish Gemara that said, Fakir. How can he say that this Daf Yud contradicts Daf Tesam Aveis? That's his taina. The Ri claims that that's what our Gemara says. He said, obviously the Ri thinks the Gemara had charetta. That was the Tchilas HaSugi and Daftes, and then he claims when you get to the final conclusion, they backed out from that. That's the question, is that so? The Yomari, that the Dina Mizuyif Mitoichai, the Dina Mizuyif Mitoichai, Keche the Paslina Beget, Afi Yedem Isir Vishemis Mefokim, because of the Chashash Dilma Asil Mismach Alayu, Hachanami Paslina Mishtar Matane. It's no good by Shtar Matane either. Why? So he has to explain, but does the reason for the Chashash, it's a Shverish Shita the Ri. That's what the Tferes Yang says, against the Daf, against the previous Gemara. That's why other Rishonim don't hold like the Ri. But that's what the Ri says. So the Ri wants to explain, why does the Psulim Mizayif Mitoich apply to Shtari Moment? What's the whole reason for Mizayif Mitoich by Getisha? So the Gemara says, the Chashinon, we're concerned, we may rely on those people to sign, to use them as the Eidim Mesir. So does that Chashash apply by Shtari Moment? Do you need Eidim Mesir by Shtari? If you hold like Rab Lazar, but that all Shtari Kinyan, none of the Shtari Kinyan need Eidim Hasime, they just need the Eidim Mesir Kaisa, they need Eidim Mesir. That Varta of Rav Loza, that Eidim Mesira Karsi, that you need Eidim Mesira, is that only by a get? Or is that even by Shtari Moment, that you need Eidim Mesira? So Taisvus is not sure. Taisvus writes two possibilities, and Rabbi Kiveger writes over here, and our Taisvus, Ayin Liel, Dalet Amin Aleph. And that Taisvus, they already had these two opinions, on Dalet Amin Aleph. At the end of the Taisvus, they're not sure. Miu Yesh Lechalek, the last two lines, Taisvus is not sure what the din is. That's what Rabbi Kiveger says over there. On that Taisus, Dalet Amin Aleph, look in the Taisus, Yudam Ebeis, they have the same suffix. Taisus is Mitzubim. Maybe Rav Loza Shita, that you need Eidim Isira at the time that the get is given over, and that makes it into a kosher get. You don't need Eidim Hasima. The Iker is Eidim Isira. Maybe that's only by get Isha, because you need Eidim Lekim Adova. But by Shtari Momen, maybe you don't need anybody. That's how the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes, we pass him like Rav Loza, that you don't need Eidim Hasima. And he says, you only need Eidim Mesira by get because it's a Dovish B'Yervo, but by Shtar Matnas Karka, Shtar Mechira by Karka, the Rambam says, you don't need Eidim Hasimi, you don't need Eidim Mesira, I just write on a piece of paper, Sodi Kenuya Lecha, Sodi Mechur Lecha, and I give you the piece of paper, they know that they know, there's nobody watching, HaReza Kon, and the Mechaber quotes the Lashon, the Chayshim Mishpat, Mechaber quotes the Lashon, HaRambam Kitzur Asai. You write Sari Mechur Locha, no Eidich Hasima, no Eidich Mesiri, gives it Beno to Beno, that's a Kenyan Shtar.
Mishayev doesn't sign.
The Mishayev doesn't have to sign. It cannot serve as a Raya, that's 100% right. He can't prove anything. The one who has a document cannot prove anything, but if the other party, if the Noisen HaMatonet, if he says yes, if he admits in court that I gave it to him, L'Shem Mechir, L'Shem Matonet, then it'll be good if he'll deny giving it, so he has no right. But the question is, even if he does admit that he gave it, can it serve as a kinyan? So the Rambam says, yeah, you don't need any chasime, you don't need any mesira. The only time, the Rambam passing Rav Lazar, the only time Rav Lazar requires any mesira is a dovish b'yavar by getting the kiddushin. You'll need any mesira, like you need any when you give over the ring. So when you give over the shtar kiddushin, you give over the get, so of course you need any watching.
What?
It doesn't even have to be written in a handwriting. Don't accept it. It could be printed by Goy. It could be type printed by Goy.
Can the post date come a year later and say he sold it to him? I gave it to him.
No, it can't serve as a riot to ascertain when it took place and whether it took place. You have to have a riot to prove. But did it accomplish the kinyan or not? Let's say after I give you the karka, the matona, then I back out, I change my mind. So I cannot back out, it's too late. If I'm an erlich, if I want to be a ganef, I'll say I never gave it to you, you grabbed it, you wrote it, you forged it. But if I'll be honest, I'll say I gave it to you and I'm not allowed to back out. I can't change my mind, it's too late.
Meaningless
for a raya. It's meaningless to prove. No, some people are honest. You mean if he wants to be dishonest, it's meaningless. If he wants to deny, verbally is not Kenyan. No, verbally is not a Kenyan. That's how the Rambam writes Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph in Hilchas Mechira. He writes Ein Hamekach Nikne B'Dvarim. That's the first line in the Rambam. Ein Hamekach Nikne B'Dvarim. If I say this tape recorder should belong to you, this Gemara belongs to you, this house belongs to you, so that's klal number one. Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. You cannot transfer ownership or property just by words. You need a kinyan. So what's the kinyan shtar? Very strange kinyan. The same thing I say about peh. If I write it on a piece of paper, no eide chasima, no eide misir, give it over, then it works. That's takapella. Why does it work? Okay, so that's a good question. How do you understand shtar kinyan if you need neither eide chasima nor eide misir? So why should it work? It's a good question. Okay, so we discuss. We'll have to discuss it again. So the end of here. So what is it all about? It just elevates the level, it makes it a stronger level of das. That's all. Makes it a stronger level of das.
When you say before the psil of a nochi, that he cannot sign or he cannot notarize something, I seem to have read somewhere, it separates the God because it's not name on you, cannot reliable, whatever reason it is. But I read somewhere, I don't remember where, but there's the issue of ominous. If somebody is a professional, let's say a notary public.
You read it over here. You read it over here in this Gemara. That's the Mishnah, our Kohes. Exactly. That's the Pshat in our Kohes. 100%. Yes. That is correct.
A professional is name, and that's a profession.
We're going to get Shtarke Kasha in a minute. That's the Rashash's Kasha on Tesis. So the Rashash, yes, he doesn't understand Tesis. We're going to get to it in a minute. Let's see. So the Re. The Ri claims that this is what the Gemara meant to say. The Gemara, in fact, Akasha, how does it make sense? How can you say that a shtar matnas karka ho'ele b'akosh al nachrim is acceptable to transfer the ownership of the karka? Stachachas v'biyam is gonishvet. Why is it gonishvet? So the Ri says that why don't you say pshat? He'll give it over in the presence of Eidim Isirin. If you hold Eidim Isirin karka, it'll be good. So the Ri says that the reason why the Gemara calls it a chas v'biyam is absolutely meaningless is because of the din de rabbanon, the lashon fidin chas b'yalma means is zero, garnished. So din de rabbanon, that's why it's called chas b'yalma. The Rishonim missed that on the Ri. How can you call chas b'yalma means is absolutely meaningless, absolutely worthless? Min atar it's a perfect shtar, just a chumrim de rabbanon, and the Gemara in the previous daf doesn't offer that chumrim de rabbanon. So the Ri claims that the Gemara backed out over here, that the chumrim de rabbanon even applies the shtari moment that you say mezuyf mitoch even by goy shechsimus. You also say mezuyf. All right, that's how the Ri read pshat. So the Ri has to explain, but he has to explain the rationale. What's the reason for the gzeira the rabbanon of mezuyf mitoch? Dilma asel mismach alayu. You'll rely on these eidah chasima that they should serve as eidah mesira. Do you need eidah mesira by shtari moment? Do you need eidah mesira? So he's not sure. So 2 days. So 2 days in Texas. So first he says like this. He says, "V'loy tiknu chachamim lahaminam the takanas chachamim that you rely. That's what you said. You rely on the arkoes and the umin that the government court is not going to falsify a document. When do you rely on that? Bishtori milvish, bishtori mecher. That's only l'raya. Veinanas al piedusim shum kinyan. But the document is not creating. It's not serving as a kli, as an instrument to effect the change." You have to have Eidim Misira because we pass an Eidim Misira Karsi, and we pass an Eidim Misira Karsi not on by Get, even by Shtari Momin, even by Shtari Mecher, even by Shtari Matone. So since you require Eidim Misira, so we have the Gzeira de Rabbon and Dil Mosel Mitzmachalayu Beidim Misira. Then they say, "Vafilu im noimar," and even if you say like the other opinion, like the Rambam's opinion, and the other day in Tais, "Vafilu im noimar shishtar matana shachosman by Yisrael." Kasha liknis bo beloye de misire. Okay. Even if you don't need any, we'll get it in a minute. Even if you say they're going with the sheet that they're de misire karsi, so you say, and even if you all de misire karsi means you don't need any yedi chasima at all. But you need Eidim Misira. But you only need Eidim Misira, that's only by Geth, by Dov Shabir. But by Shtari Momin, you don't even need Eidim Misira. So Taisus says, even if you hold like the other, Afilim Neymar, that is Tar Matana, that you give it, that you don't need Eidim Misira, Koshlik Mulah, below Eidim Misira. And but Taisus, yeah, you don't need Eidim Misira. But the other felt, the Makabo Matana has to be able to prove that he got it. He has to be able to prove, how can he prove that he got it? Let's say, I want to give you the house. I live in a house that belongs to me. I want to give you the house. So you have a document that's signed by the Arkoyah Shal Nochem that says that I'm giving you the house by Matana. When did they write that shtar? Let's say you would have a document that's written in Hebrew and signed by Fruma El Chayidin that I'm giving you the house by Matana. When did they sign this document? Usually,
when did they
usually you sign the document before you give it over. They write. I tell two people. I want to give him my house for matana. Write up a shtar matana. I'm not going to charge my write a shtar matana. So you write a shtar matana. You sign it. You give it back to me, and then I give it to him. When I give him the shtar matana, the karka belongs to him. So at the tomorrow we come to Bezin, and he's trying to evict me from his house. I gave him my house now, and now it's his house. He wants to evict me. And I say, he's a faker, he's a liar, it's my house. So he gives a shtar. I say, what shtar, when shtar? It's not true. I say, it's not true. I never gave you the shtar, you grabbed it from me. I was thinking of giving you the house for matana. I prepared a shtar matana in the event that I'll ever want to give you, in the event for the possibility. And then I changed my mind, I never gave it to you. So how can you answer that charge? What are you going to say? But the shtar says, so if you'll bring Aiden who say, but we watched the way he gave it over. Yeah, fine. But what if you can't produce any witnesses who will testify? So Taisus asked that question on Dalet Amud Aleph. Every time a woman gets divorced, how does she prove that she got divorced? So Bizman Hazeh, how does she prove it? The Bezin writes a p'tur. After the whole get was given, then the Bezin writes a document. This is to ascertain that we supervised the gerish and everything was done kedas v'kalocha, and the woman is mataris leinasi l'chol adam Yisrael. That's the way we do today. But Bizmana Gemara, they never did like that. Bizmana Mishnah, Bizmana Gemara, the woman would keep the get.
Yeah.
So Taisus asks on Dalet Amud Aleph, here's another Gemara. So Taisus asks on Dalet Amud Aleph, what good is that? That the Isha holds on
to the get.
So what?
What does the get say? The get says that the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. The husband asks the Eidim to write, he asks the Seif and the Eidim to write a get, sign a get, and then he gives the get to the Isha later. It's signed first before he gives it over. So the only thing the Eidim saw, the only thing the Eidim know at the time that he wrote it, is that he's interested, intention of giving a get. So how can that get serve later on as a shtar rai that the get was given? Maybe she grabbed it, and maybe he gave it to her tligitech magabi karka, maybe he put the get on the table and she picked it up and it's no good. Where does it say? Where does it say in the get that it was given over kiddin? It can't say that in the get. The get is signed before they do the nesina. So Taisus said, the probability is that it was done properly. So that's the chiddush of Hilchos Shtar. Even though the get actually, you have to read in between the lines of the shtar. You read the lines of the shtar and in between the lines. That's a din of shtar. So what does the get say? The husband is interested in divorcing his wife. That they heard the farish. The husband said, write a get, I want to divorce my wife. So that they write the farish. Once you deliver the get, once the woman holds on to the get, it was intended for her. You look in the get, it was intended to be given to her. We don't know if he ever gave it mirtzuna, maybe she grabbed it, maybe he changed his mind and she grabbed it, and maybe even he gave it to her, maybe he gave it to her b'psul, maybe he gave it to legitach magabi karka. So Taisus says, we don't have to be concerned about mistama hakol behech shanaseh. That's the lashon that Taisus says. What does it mean, mistama hakol behech shanaseh? What it means is, whatever probably took place, which is essential for the shtar to be meaningful, if the get would have been kosher, even if the get would have been kosher, even if it would be tligitach magabi karka, except that if he gives it over, then it's even better. So then you wouldn't say mistama hakol be'ech shanas. It's only whatever is essential for the get to be meaningful. If there's a possibility that the wife grabbed the get, or that the husband gave the get tligitach magabi karka, then it's absolutely meaningless. Then the get is nothing. So here the woman is holding on to the get. That's obviously the get was intended for her to hold on. And she tainas that it was given, everything was given behechsha, the way it's supposed to. We ask her. She says, I didn't grab it, the husband gave it to me, and I didn't pick it up from the table, he did it in the scene, everything was done properly. So it's not that we rely on her. Whatever she says happened, and the likelihood is that it really happened, the stama called behechsha nasa. So the halach is mechadish, that we read that in between the lines of the get, and we say that too is included in the edus of the get. So Taisus says the same is true regarding shtari matona. I tell the two Eidim, I want to give my karka b'matona, write me a shtar matona and sign it. So you write and you give it to me, then I give it to him. So at the time that you signed, all you signed is that I'm interested, I expressed an interest in giving him matona. You can't sign, I gave it to matona, I didn't give it yet.
Yeah.
When I give it to him, there's no one watching, there's no Eidim Messira watching. So tomorrow he claims that it's his. So I can claim, I changed my mind, he grabbed it from me. So what good is it? So the answer is the same as by the get. How does the Yisha Bizmana Gemara, how does the Yisha prove that she's divorced? The get only is signed by the Eidim, the get only says that he's interested in divorcing his wife. So the answer is, that's a big Yisoy. This answer, that's what the Pnei Yeshua says, that's answering Gittin later. And the Nesivus quotes in the Chayshim Mishpat that that's the halacha, that you read in between the lines of a get also. You say, Mistama hakol be'ach shenasa, whatever probably took place, and is essentially ikuvah, in order that the shtar should be meaningful, we assume that that's what happened. So the same by the shtar matana. We assume that the shtar matana was given over midaiti, it wasn't bal korcha. So Taisus says, Bamed devorim amurim, when do you say that that's so? So Taisus Loshen was, if you have Edi Chasima Yisroel, if you have Edi Chasima Yisroel signed on it, and then the Mekava Matana has this shtar, and has Edi Chasima on the bottom, so then we say, Mistama Hakol Behech Shanas, and Mistama the Mesiris Hashtar Mechir, the shtar Matana was Midaiti. But if it doesn't have Edi Chasima Yisroel on the bottom, it has Akoyeshal Nochrim, it's signed by Nochrim. So true, you ask the Rosh Hashanah's kasha. True, the Rosh Hashanah says Tavos is, but that's what the Mishnah says. That the Lamari Nafshayu, it's the government, the court. What are they going to Felshava document? It's all authentic, yeah, 100%. But it's not a kosher shtar. The only thing that the Arkois is good for is what it says. You don't read in between the lines. The halacha that you read in between the lines, that you add on, that's only a din in Hilcha Shtar. This is not a shtar. This doesn't have the din of shtar. This is a num dinah, a ruva delaysa, come on, that it's probably true. It's not that they said midirabon has a din of a shtar. It's not a shtar. The moshul, the chapsan afkemina, let's say in Chayish Mishpat, there's such a similar din. We learned in the Gemara earlier in the Masechta, in the very beginning, the Gemara said that kiyum shtaris is only needed midirabon. You have a shtar that says that I borrowed $5 million. I said, I borrowed $5 million? What are you talking about? You have a shtar signed by two witnesses. So min haTorah, I have to pay. And I can't, there's no taina, there's no way for me to taina out of it. The Rabbanan made a takana, I can taina mezuyif. And then the burden of proof is on you, you have to make a kiyum achasim. Why is it only mid the Rabbanan? Maybe you really forged the shtar. Why is it only mid the Rabbanan? Why is it good menater? So the Gemara says, no, that's Rish Lakish's din. Eid machsim mal ashtar. What are you talking, Eid achsim? Who says that they're Eid machsim? Maybe he forged the whole thing. Maybe he imitated the two signatures. Who says you have Eid machsim mal ashtar? What does Rish Lakish say? So the answer is, no, that's the halacha. That's a din in Hilcha Shtar. Every shtar is made on itself that it is kosher. Mm-hmm. Not only if you know that there are Eidim, so they're testifying what it says. The shtar is made on itself that it is a kosher shtar. If it looks like a shtar, so it's made on itself that it's kosher. So that's why we pass them that Kiyum Shtaris is only midirabbanan, and that's why we have Kulis. It says in Chayshim Mishpat that not all of the forms of Kiyum Shtaris are so givaldic. For example, how do you do a Kiyum Ashtar? So let's say it has two signatures on the shtar. So we go to their checking accounts. The Bezdim will make a Kiyum Ashtar. They say, give us 100 checks that you sign. They'll go to the bank. And they'll ask, we want to check 100 checks to see how he signs his name. Every time he signs a little differently. So they're going to figure out, is it Shaykh that he signed the document, this document or not? Fine. So if you have a handwriting expert, and he looks at his father's handwriting expert, and he looks 100 checks, and he makes a dish here, he says, absolutely, he had the impression that this check, this shtar was signed by this one, and this shtar was signed by that. It's the goops, it's the Raya Brura. What happens if you don't have 100 canceled checks? You have three canceled checks, that's all. And each check, you sign your signature is a little different, and this is also a little different. So that's such a gebaldige Raya min haTorah. So it says in Chayish Mishpat that many poskim hold that kiyum hashtar ayidei dimui hachasim is being medama, one chasim to, if you only medama to three other shtaris, it's only a kiyum hashtar that's good medirabonah. If you would really need kiyum hashtar min haTorah, that wouldn't be valid. That's only, if you make a kiyum hashtar with a handwriting expert with 100 checks, absolute. That's good min haTorah. But just to compare against...
Absolute, as to be medaraisa.
Right.
So
they say, since the whole need for Kiyum Shtar is only midirabbanan to begin with, so again, look, there's such a Kiyum Shtar, but sometimes you'll require Kiyum Shtar min haTorah. For example, let's say there's a Shtar B'Ksav Yodai. Let's say it says, I owe you $100 million and signed Herschel Shechter. And you have such a Shtar. So I say, I owe you $100 million. Where did you ever get $100 million? Where did I borrow? What did I do with $100 million? I don't have $100 million. What are you talking about? I say it's mezuyif. So there's a big machloikis in Chayish Mishpat, machloikis hagoyinim and machloikis harishonim in the shachlots. Many say that such a shtar b'ksav yodah needs kiyum hashtar min haTorah. And you wouldn't just compare it, adimo yachasim es ahin ahe, three signatures. Why? Because a shtar b'ksav yodah, many hold, doesn't have a din shtar. If you know for sure that it's my handwriting, then it's how Haido is baldin kameidim dami. But if you're not sure, that's not a shtar. Shtar is halacha. For oid all of Adam. The pasuk in Yirmiyah says when he sold the field, Yirmiyah bought the field from his cousin, so the pasuk says, the Haftarah Bahar, it says, for oid all of Adam, and I got witnesses to sign on the shtar. So half of the Rishonim, a lot of Goyim and Rishonim hold that a shtar b'ksav yadoi, I owe you and I sign my name, that's not a din shtar min atar. It's only a shtar if you have Adam on it, if you have two kosher Adam. Anything less than, even though Kaidoz Baldinim's Kimei or Adam Dami, yeah, if I come into court and I admit, if you know for sure that I admit it, if you know it's my handwriting. But if you're not sure and you're going to say a shtar is made on itself, that it's kosher, no, who said it's a shtar? It's not a shtar. It's only a shtar if it has Adam on it. So that's what they say, B'Shem Rab Chaim, the answer to the Rashash is kash. Rashash asked the kash and says, what are they talking about? The Mishnah says that we rely on the government courts that they're not going to be Meshaker. So it's the Chagut the shtar. So just like a regular shtar that's signed by two kosher Eden on the bottom, and the Mekabel Matana produces the shtar. So how do you know that the Rebbe was a Mesiras Ashtar? Maybe he grabbed it from me. Maybe I changed my mind and he stole the shtar. So the answer is Mestama called Echshanase. Since he's holding on, the shtar says it was intended for him. That's clear. The shtar was intended, and he's holding on to it. So he put two and two together, and he claims that he got it. So Mestama, he did get it. I mean, it's far-fetched. He stole it. I changed my mind. The whole story is wild. So you say, you read that in between the lines to make the shtar meaningful. So the Rosh Hashanah says, so what's the difference over here? The same thing. If the Arkoyas signed such a document, so it has validity. So that's what they say, B'Shem Ram Chaim. Avada has validity. It's a ruba delays to come on, that it's true, but it's not a shtar. How can I have a din shtar that postulates this? It's not a din shtar. Here you need you have to come on to the din shtar, that a shtar is made on itself, that its kashan, whatever is necessary to make it meaningful, must have happened. You're adding on something that didn't happen yet at the time that the court signed the statement. The time that they signed the statement, I hadn't given it over yet to you. So you want to read an additional line, Mistam HaKol Be'achshanase? No, that din, Mistam HaKol Be'achshanase. That's not an umdine, that's not a Ruba Delesa Kamon, that Mistam HaKol Be'achshanase. If it would just be a Ruba Delesa Kamon, it would apply to our question, Nochamos. It's not. It's a special din in Hilchos Shtar that the Shtar
has
a koyach to read in between the lines additional things that didn't even happen yet. At the time, the Adam died already. The Adam signed the Shtar and they died before I even give it over. It doesn't matter. The Halacha says you read in between the lines. The Taisa says that doesn't apply to a Shtar B'Akos. It's Nishkin Shtar.
The other raya on what you said, that call Nesem B'Kashmos, is Shiloba Yoda, let's say you gave a get once and three quarter, you don't know whether she grabbed it or late. He cannot, let's say, as we learned, he cannot write the other get again, because he loves the other, he gave a get once, he can't give a second get. Let's say what we said before, that she grabbed the get.
Yeah.
We say the get is a good get.
We assume that she didn't.
You cannot even make him write a get because we learned once you love a yada because
no,
once you hold the get.
No, he can write another get.
Yeah.
No, the husband can write. Now the Gemara has like this. The Gemara has, let's say, the husband appoints a cipher to write a get, one get. And then the cipher wrote a get and then it got lost. Then the cipher writes another get. The husband never authorized him to write another get. Teiknish. The second get was written shelo lishma, but our practice is that the husband authorizes the sefer to write a get, and if a mistake occurs, I authorize you to write as many gittin, even up to 100. That's the lashon. Afilo ad meya gittin. So if he authorizes, then it's okay.
But otherwise,
if he only says write a get, it's not really not the other. There's no shiva yabal. It's not lishma. A get is only considered lishma.
The matana. Once I gave you my house and only have one house. The Loba Yada to give other house to somebody else. You see, I gave it to somebody else already.
No, he didn't give it to someone else. No.
I gave you the shot.
No, let's say they wrote a shtar matana. And you have the shtar matana.
I
claim that he grabbed it. I have the ability to write another shtar matana to give him the house.
But somebody else. No.
You can write 100 houses.
No, worthless. Either it belonged to him for the first shtar matana, or belonged to him for the second shtar matana. No. I want to give the shtar matana. That's what Taisus says. Nachamo, what does Taisus say? Taisus wants to say that Mizuya. The Ri claims that that's pshat in the Gemara. It's a chiddush. The Ri claims when the Gemara says, when the Gemara picks on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah made a statement, all shtaris, called shtari mamon, that was signed by the secular courts, are accepted in Halacha, even though they're signed by Nochrim, we assume that they're not going to tell a lie. So they're acceptable. So Gemara understands kol as all-inclusive, every single shtar mamon, even a shtar matona. On a karka, only yisav ehetanan. Chutz mikitinah shel charavodim, shtar yisav ehetanan, because in ikstiv l'shmah. But all shtar mamon is good, even including shtar matona's karka. Then the Gemara's second suggestion is maybe it's not true. Maybe only shtari right, not shtari king. But first the Gemara thought all shtari kinyan are also acceptable. So Gemara asked, how can it be a shtar matona karka shtar chaspe b'yalmo? So Rashi and Tosfos says, why is chaspe b'yalma? Maybe we're talking about a case. He'll give the shtar, has pasal eda chasima. He'll give it in the front of eda mesira. What's the problem? So the Ri says, no, because the Gemara held that mezuyif mitoichai, even mezuyif mitoichai avedim nachrim, not only avedim kroivim, that we know the din, even avedim nachrim also pasals by shtari momen. That's what the Tiferes Yankov says, he's wrong. He doesn't accept that, you got to go another pshat. But that's what the Ri learns, but the Gemara says that it's no good. So the Ri has to explain that, but what's wrong with Mizuyif Mitoicha? The reason why Mizuyif Mitoicha is not good by Getisha is because you need Eda Mesira. So you may use these Eda Hasima to serve as Eda Mesira. But do you need Eda Mesira in Shtari Mammon? So first he says, yeah, you need Eda Mesira, Eda Mesira Karsi, you need it both in Gitin and all Shtari Mammon. Then he says, and even if you'll say not so, Afilu im Noima Shishtar Matana Shechasma by Yisrael. Ishtar Matana is kosher below Eide Mesira. Yeah, you don't need Eide Mesira, but you need a Mesira. Yeah, if the Mekabel Matana grabs it, I change my mind, I don't want to give. And he grabs it, then it's no good. So how are you going to prove that I gave it to him? So the answer is, Mistama HaKol Behech Shanaseh. So that's, how do you know Mistama HaKol Behech Shanaseh? What if I deny it? What if I scream not so? So the answer is, because you have kosher Eide Chasime, because you have kosher Eide Mesira. We're talking coin to Rab Loza, who doesn't require Eide Chasime. He doesn't require Eide Chasime la Shavui Shtara. He says it could be a good star without Eide Chasime. But if I'm going to deny ever giving it to you later on, so how are you going to prove that it's yours? If you'll have Eide Chasime, if you have Eide Chasime, then it has the din of a star. And a star is Mistama HaKol Behech Shanaseh. We have the right to read in between lines. Everything was done properly. But if it's signed by our kohes, it's garnished. Avol b'shtar, Tosfos says on the last narrow line. But if it's signed by Nachrim on the bottom, Shembo Loyedim Mesira Veloyedim Chasima Shekshir has the Nachrim sign, but they're not kosher. It's not a kosher ishtar. It's a Ruba Deleisa Kamon. That is probably true. So this is Nishkin Shtar. Loy Chosher Shtar Liknas Al Yadu. Loy Chaspa B'Yalma. That's what the Gemara said. Chaspa B'Yalma. So the Taisvei Harosh. The Teferis Yankov Chep is the Ri. He says from the previous Gemara that the only Mizuyif Mitoicha that applies to Shorin Mammon is if you have Eidim Kroivim. But if you have Eidim Nachrim, it's against the whole Gemara. So the Ri holds the Gemara back down. That's last week on Daf Tes and Daf Yud, the Gemara back down. The Teisvei Harosh Chep is the Ri, a different thing. And he says the best pshat is the next line. The next line no one understands. Teisvei Harosh loves this. He says the Ri is Peledik. How can you call it chaspa b'yalma if it's only a chumra mid the rabbanon? To the extent that the Gemara in the previous daf holds that chumra doesn't even make sense that it should apply to shtari mamon, so you call it chaspa b'yalma. Chaspa b'yalma, he said gonish there, gonish vet chaspa b'yalma. It sounds like the heft of the shtar is gonish vet. How can it be agzera mid the rabbanon dilmas el mismachalayu? We have a reason why we shouldn't allow it. A reason why? But min atarit kosher asking to say chaspa b'yalma. So the Tosfos Harosh say the most correct pshat, the best pshat is the next one, which Tosfos says is wild, very wild pshat. So Tosfos says you should not say the following pshat. Abalein loimar, on the third wide lines. You should not say the following pshat, and that's what the Tosfos Harosh says, that's the only pshat that fits in. They have a wild pshat, they say, what's the din if the get is written by a nochri? No, take doch nicht. The get with my guy has to be written l'shmo. Has to be written l'shmo. What shaykh and ochre is a daita. The nafshikovit is not written l'shmo. What if you have a ksuba written calligraphy by an ochre? What if you have a shtar mechiras chometz and the printing is done by guy tnoim? What's wrong? No problem. You don't need ksuba l'shmo. Could there be any other psul, a shtar written by guy? So Tosfos comes up with an einfal. Let's say Yidin signed on the bottom. The signature is Deidech Hasima Yidin. But the ksiva was written by goy. What about ksiva written by goy? If you need l'shmo, if you don't need l'shmo, was it shlech? So Tosfos comes up with a new einfall. We sometimes have a din of Eina B'Toiras. If somebody is Eina B'Toiras, a certain parsha, he can't. Yeah, the Gemara has an Eved K'naini. An Eved K'naini is not kosher to serve as a shliach l'kabbalas aged because Eina B'Toiras gitni kedushin. Gemara, the end of the second parish. Eina B'Toiras gitni kedushin. Or the Gemara has in kedushin, whoever is Eina, the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. If a Nochri has a farm in Eretz Yisrael, a Palestinian guy has a farm in Eretz Yisrael and he plants tvua in it and it grows, so it doesn't become on the assumption that it becomes tevel, is that in the Nochri only mechuyev and sheva mitzvahs b'ninoi. Afrum in Palestine, he wants to volunteer to sit in sukkah and to put on tzitzis. He wants to volunteer mishigas. He wants to volunteer to be machrish shumas amaisis. Can a Nochri be machrish shumas amaisis? Will it be chal? The Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. A Mishnah machlokes of Shimon and the Chachamim. The beginning of the second parak in Kedusha, the Gemara quotes a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah. If a Nochri volunteers to be mafrish, Shumas and Maisis, whether it's chal or not. Because we have a din on Nochri who wants to be mafrish korbanis. We learn that from a pasuk that they're not mechuyev to, but in Dorm and the dog is they can volunteer. So what if it, is it included also in that pasuk that if he wants to volunteer Shumas and Maisis, but Torah is saying him Mitzvah V'yaseh, that it should be chal or not. So that's Hashayla. So the Gemara says, if the din would have been that a Nochri cannot be mafrish Trumas HaMaisis, even if he wants to, his tvu is taketevel, but he doesn't have the ability to be mafrish, not a bahochi. So then, a Yid would not be able to appoint a Nochri as a shliach to be mafrish. Let's say I have a big farm, and I have no time to be mafrish so much Trumas HaMaisis, it'll take me all day and all night. So I want to appoint shluchim. Every shliach should be mafrish. I'll ask a goy, he should be mafrish part of the Trumas HaMaisis. So can I appoint a goy to be a shliach for me? So the Gemara says, if the Nochri is ain't a b'toyras hafrashas truma, how can he serve as a shliach for hafrashas truma? Just like the Abiknaini is ain't a b'toyras gitni kedushin, he cannot serve as a shliach for kabbalas aged. So the Nochri, if one should assume a Nochri is not a barhochi of hafrashas truma, so the Gemara says like that in kedushin, the beginning of the second back, then he cannot serve as a shliach. So we have sometimes a rule of Eina B'Toiras. When does this concept of Eina B'Toiras apply, when not? So Taisus suggests, now they don't like it. They reject this pshat. They reject it because of a technicality. We'll see in a minute. The technicality is not such a hot time. But Taisus can visualize such a thing. We can't even visualize what Taisus is talking about. Taisus Rosh says this is Gevaldik. Taisus Rosh says this is Emes Lamita. And can a Nochri ever make a Kenyan Shtar? Let's say a Nochri wants to get divorced from his wife. By non-Jews, there's an institution of marriage also. It says by Adam Arishan, So he says, the Dovek Bishtov La Beishis Chaveret, there's a din of Beishis Ish. That's one of the Shevet Mitzvahs B'Nenech, is Gili Arais. Gili Arais means relatives, and it means Eishis Ish also. So they have an institution of marriage. Do they have an institution of divorce? The Talmud of now with the Catholic Church. Whether they have Machlokes? So we said, the Yerushalmi, the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, they don't have get. They don't have a get b'ksav. Do they have any gerishin? So the Rambam paskens like the Shita, they just say goodbye. Either he or she says goodbye and good luck to the other one, and that's the termination of the marriage. And the other opinion is like the Galachim say, that they have no divorce at all, they're stuck for life. Life imprisonment. Once they get married, so they can't break up the marriage at all. So Nochri doesn't have a get. Either he can never get divorced, or he can get divorced without a get. But this is clear. The Yerushalmi says, and the Rambam quotes it, he does not have gerishim mishtar. How do you know that there's ever an institution of kinyan shtar? Bayas, how do we know that there's ever kinyan shtar? So the pasuk in Chumash, the kinyan shtar. How do you know kinyan shtar? So in Yirmiyah it says that he brought. How does it say? Sefer HaMikna. Sefer HaMikna sounds like a shtar kinyan. Yeah. So that's a pasuk, a yid with a yid. They're both yidin. A yid sold the karka to a yid. And Eretz Yisrael, they shtar. That's in Yirmiyah. What about a yitzah goy? Do you have any psukim? You have any other psukim? So the Gemara says, yeah. Pasuk says by get. Pasuk says by get. Because we're a sefer kriza, shtar kinyan. Does that kinyan shtar by get, does that apply? Does that extend anywhere else? The Gemara says, yeah. Hikisha kasev lacheres. The Gemara says when you buy an omoho evriya, you can purchase her ayidei shtar. Why? Because there's a pasuk in Chumash in Mishpatim that says that if the Odon marries, if he marries the omoho evriya, so he has to treat her like a regular wife. If he does yud, share exusav and also loyger. How to say imacheres yikachlo? If he takes himself another regular wife, he's not allowed to cheat the first wife, the omoho evriya. Share exusav and also loyger. So So the Gemara says, Hikisha Kasab Lacheris, that the Amo Hevriya is written in the same pasuk with marrying someone else. So that's the mocker that you can, that, what does the Gemara say? Nahamal. Slowly. The Gemara says, Nahamal. The pasuk says you can be megarish ayidei shtar. That's the only way to be megarish. Bayas is ayidei shtar. Then the pasuk says makish havayli yitzia. Makish havayli yitzia tells you can be megarish inish ayidei shtar. Then how did you can purchase an amo hivri ayidei shtar? Because hikisha kasev lacheres. So you have a series of two hekeshim. The original pasuk in Chumash leaving out Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah is a pasuk in Navi ayid tzayid. What other pasukim do we have? So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, there's a pasuk that is gerish in ayidei shtar. Then we have makish havayli yitzia, getting married is compared to getting divorced. He can get married kiddush shtar. And then we have a hikisha kasev lacheres, and acheres hikachlo. Just like if you can marry ayidei shtar, you can buy yourself an amo hivriya ayidei shtar. So Taisa says in Kiddushin on daf yudal and amen beis, one of the Rebbe Kivegas, it's not my discovery. Rebbe Kivega, I'm one of the Taisas in Tzechen Zon, I forgot already which one. Rebbe Kivega tells you to look in that Taisas. Okay. Rebbe Kivega Amcheris tells you to look in that Taisas. So the Taisas says in Kiddushin, in the first paragraph, Yudal on the base, Kinyan Shtar doesn't exist by Nachum. They don't have Gerish and Mishtar. The Pasuk in Yirmi is only talking Tzvei. They don't, what are they buying on Mavriya? There is no Shtar by them. There's no Kiddushin Ayde Shtar. There's only Bia, Kiddushin Bia, Yeshlem. They don't have any. We have Kesef Shtar or Bia, three ways to create Kiddushin. The Gemara says, Bayul Masad, we only have Vihi Bulas Baal. It said last week, 2 weeks ago, it said in the Sedra, Hashav Eisit Shoish. How to say, Vihi Bulas Baal, you took Kesora from Avram Avinu. They only have Kiddushin Bia. They don't have Kiddushin Shtar. They don't have Gerishin Mishtar. It can't be kind of Karka Ayde Shtar. There's a Gemara in the end of Cheskes Habatim. A Jew buys a karka from a goy, and the goy gave him a shtar. How does the Gemara say the yid paid the money, and he didn't get the shtar yet? So the Gemara seems to assume that shtar doesn't work by an offer. So Tosis quotes Rabbi Natan, Kinyan shtar doesn't exist by an offer. Just doesn't exist. So Tosis here has this wild einfall. A nochri is ain't a betoris Kinyan shtar. It does it never exist. Not by get, not by shtar kiddush, not by buying an amariyah, not by selling karka, not by matnas karka. Shtar doesn't exist for a nochri. So if a nochri will write a shtar, it says, Eina b'teiras. So that's why the Gemara calls a chaspa b'yalma. It's a psula nechepte b'yatzmusa shel aget. Not because dil mosel mismach ala gzer d'rabah, azayt tegit psul mi b'chutz. How can you, that's what the Tosia Rosh, how can you call a chaspa b'yalma? That this is garnish ver. Chaspa b'yalma because it's written by a nochri, Eina shnekoleles, shtar matone, together with v'hadi shtar shtoris, dikshayrim, the story raya good, even if the Arkois wrote it and they signed it, they did, they sealed it, everything was done by the Nochrim. And the Gemara asks, Shtar Matona, how can it be good if it's written by the Nochri? Is the Hena B'Toiras, that's the Kasha, is Hena B'Toiras. So there's some people who are qualified to make the Shema, some people not. Like the Rabbeinu Tam says that a woman cannot tie tzitzis. Machlokes Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Tam and all the Baalei Tosfos. So Rabbeinu Tam says just like a goy cannot tie tzitzis, and a cotton cannot tie tzitzis because you need Lishma, and a cheresh had to be cotton lab badas, they can't do Lishma al pidin, a brilliant child, the day before Bar Mitzvah, but al pidin is a lab badas, he can't do Lishma. And a goy is also brilliant, he read about the Jewish religion, Al-Pidin is mufka from doing Lishma. So an Isha, who also understands what tzitzis is all about, but Al-Pidin, she's not mechuyev in tzitzis, so she cannot tie the tzitzis Lishma. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam says, because Zeinu B'Teiros, whoever Zeinu B'Teiros cannot create Lishma. So the Rabbeinu Tam says the same by Eged Halulav. If Yal Lulav, Tzorach Eged, and the Eged has to be done Lishma, so if an Isha ties up the Eged, felt in Lishma, because you need B'Teiros, Zeinu B'Teiros Teignish. Like the Gemara says, Mishayeshna Bikshire, Yeshna Biksiva, a woman who is not obligated to put on tefillin, so tefillin and Sefer Torah Mezuzah go together, so Eina B'Torah, so she cannot write Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah. Rabbeinu Tam says that by anything that needs Lushma. And the Baalei HaTosfos disagree that it doesn't even apply there by the tzitzis. Even the tzitzis is good if it's tied by a woman. So here Tosfos, I would have said Avada, there's a concept of Eina B'Torah. They disagree that it doesn't even apply there by the tzitzis. Even the tzitzis is good if it's tied by a woman. So here, Tosfos, I would have said, Avada, there's a concept of Eina B'Torah. Deinamataris, the maximum you can say, the biggest chum is the Rabbeinu Tam. The Deinamataris means whenever you need something, asiyah lishma. Whoever is Deinamataris, that parsha cannot create lishma. But if you don't need ksiva lishma by shtari mamin, so it can be written by a bird, it can be written by a machine, it can be written by an animal. If it grows like that from the ground, what do I care how it came about? You don't need ksiva lishma. That doesn't bother Tosis. They check that this pshat, Ein Loimer, shouldn't say this wild pshat. That the Gemara's kasha was Chaspa Bialma because Anochri is Eina Betoris, therefore he's possible for Ksiva. So Tosis says, because where does it really say in the Mishnah that the Shtar was written by the Nochri? Shtar is Olam HaKosh HaNochri means it was signed by the judges. It doesn't say that the Ksiva was written. Because the Gemara makes, they're right, that's what he brought up, because the Gemara is going to include together Aget. No, Aget was written by the Nochri. Of course not. The Aget was written by the Israel. So what's the whole discussion whether Aget at Bar Kois is good or not? If it was signed by the Nochri, Mashalifim, Zif Metechel, Shemus Mefokim, but it wasn't written by the Goy. So you see that just because the Mishnah and the Brice are going to put together, you coil together, their Ishtars, doesn't mean you're talking the same thing. That everything from the beginning to the end was written by the Nochri. So that's why Tosis rejects this pshat. But the Etzem Einfal, they never rejected. So the Tosfei Harash says, that's the emes of pshat, the chaptis pshat, that's the pshat. He says, the reis pshat is not correct, because how can you call it chaspa b'yalma if it's not an intrinsic psul in the shtar? It's just dil ma'asim misacha, gzeira d'rabbanon, dil ma'asim misacha, it's called chaspa b'yalma. The emes of pshat is that whoever is zeinu b'toras and anachri is zeinu b'toras kinyan shtar, can write a shtar that doesn't need lishma, can write a shtar. Wild, can write a shtar. I don't understand it at all. I don't understand. That's the pshat that Tosis didn't like. So in this Gemara you have, again, the Gemara was bothered, just to review, just in brief, the Gemara was bothered with the Mishnah. It sounds from the Mishnah that a shtar matnas karka, that's oila b'yarkoye shal nochem, is also acceptable, unless you say it's not true. The Gemara says, boy, say, mechutz mikikiti noshem, all shtari kinyan are not acceptable. Only shtari raya, but if one should assume that that's what it says in the Mishnah, that all shtari mum and even shtari kinyan are good, if it's all about kosher, so how can that be? So the Gemara says hefker bezn hefker, and we discussed it already. Why? So the Rishonim ask, why don't you give a different shot? That it's be'edem isiri Yisrael goes like Rav Lozer, be'edem isiri Yisrael, and you ignore the fact that it has edi chasima hu anochem. What does it bother me? So the Rashi said, because then you're going to get into trouble figuring out what the detail. What's the Mishnah, what's the Tanakhama, what's Rav Shimma, what are they fighting about? It's going to be too complicated. It's going to be too complicated to figure out. So he said, what's so complicated? The Gemara worked it out on the previous daf. Shemus Mefokim, Shoy. We understand it very well. So the Tosis gave two alternate pshat. So the Ri gave his pshat of Mezuyif Mitoicha. And then he had to explain why Mezuyif Mitoicha makes sense even by Shtari Mamen, because you do need Eidim, either you need Eidim Mesira or you have to prove that there was a Mesira. And by Akosh al Nochrim, you can't say Hakol Behef Shanasa. And then this, Ve'ein Loimar, Havalein Loimar, is Gor Hapshat. That since the Nochri is Eina B'Toiras, Shtoris, Eina B'Toiras Kinyan Shtar, doesn't exist B'Chlal by Nochri, so he cannot, write a Shtar that even though it doesn't need, Ksiva L'Shmo. And Tosis said, that didn't bother them, how can that be? It doesn't make sense. No, that's okay, just technically it doesn't read straight. Tosis doesn't like the pshat. And the Rosh says it does read straight. Tosis and Rosh says it does read straight, and that's the emes of pshat in the Gemara. That's this Gemara. I don't think that is not quoted in Chosh. Neither. We don't pass like either. Not the Ri and not the Ein Loimar. We don't pass like either. We assume like the Tiferes Yankiv. That there's only, that's what I said for Chosh Mishma, but Achmanim will say that Mizuv Metecha Kravim Pasels by Shtar Shtaris. Mizuv Metecha Get is only by, Mizuv Metecha Abnochim is only by Get Isha, doesn't apply to Shtari Mam. So the Ri, we don't accept Halachal Mais. It's interesting that the Ferris Yankiv is a Pilpul Sefer. It was a great, the Mayra Rav, is a great Rav. A Pilpul Sefer, he doesn't quote Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't quote them as Shulchan Aruch, it says against the Ri. He just says he thinks the Ri is wrong from the previous time. Chosh Mishma says against the Ri. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Ri doesn't. The Ri preceded the Chosh Mishma, but they should have all pointed out the Ri is not accepted Laloch, and then the second answer, absolutely not accepted Laloch. That if a Nochri writes a Shtar that doesn't need Lishmo, it's going to be no good because it's Eina B'Toiras. What am I getting about Torah? The Ayin Torah is only chisar. If you need lishma, what's wrong with Zayin about Torah? Very strict. Okay, let's see Vaita in the Mishnah. The Mishnah quotes Rav Shimon Omer in the Mishnah, even if you have a get isha or shtashich revik 90 that's signed by the Nachrim, signed by the secular court, it's also acceptable. So the Gemara says, how can that be? Craig the Gemara, how can you accept a fi- who wrote it? Who wrote it? So the Gemara apparently doesn't knows it was written by Yid. Doesn't say. So that we know it's written by Yid Lishma. And the Yiddish handwriting, but who signed it? The Nachri signed it. How was that good? How can a Nachri be kosher for signing a get? He's Zayin B'Toyras, right? So Tosis says the Gemara could have asked all four kashers, because in the top Tosis on Tesra Mabez, they gave a list, Oizgitek of four psubim. Why a Nachri cannot sign on a get? Because it's not Lishma, Adaita the Nafshim, because he's Zayin B'Toyras. Tosis learned again. We pointed that out. Tesis holds that Eina B'Toyras is not identical with the lack of Lishma.
Yeah, no,
remember we pointed it out. Tesis right. Had four psulim. A Nachri is postulated as Bechlau, they said. And then they said the Nachri is Eina B'Toyras Gitni Kiddush. And then they said a Nachri cannot serve as a Shliach. And the Eidim, not only the Sefer, has to be the Shliach of the Baal in writing the Get Lishma. The Eidim who sign are the Shliach of the Baal. So a grace of Chiddush, that's what they said. So Goy signing cannot possibly serve as a shliach of the husband, so it's no good. And he's Eina B'Toyras, so he's no good. And he can't write Lishma. Two different dinim. We learned, what are two different dinim? It's the same thing. Whoever is Eina B'Toyras cannot write Lishma. Taisus says no. Eina B'Toyras has separate din. That's like our Taisus. Eina B'Toyras has separate din that can even apply in a shtar moment that doesn't exceed Lishma. And then they said a Goy is postulated. So Taisus had four reasons. So they say on this Gemara, the Gemara asks one kasha. How can the goyim sign the get? The labanei creases. The Taisa says, "Have imotzel lemirfech." They could have asked from the other three kashas as well. There are four kashas on Reb Shimon. How can it be machshav a get that's signed by a goy? So the Gemara says, "Don't worry about it." Amar Reb Zeira, Yer Reb Shimon l'shitasa shel Reb Lozer. That we said many times. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah holds like Reb Lozer. What did Eidah Mesira Karis? He said, "You ignore the Eidah Chasimus. Lo malav lo mori. It doesn't make a difference as long as the get is given over." In the presence of two kosher eidei mesira is okay. Freg the Gemara, aye, but the mezuyef mitoichai. Min atayra, you're right, but when the rabbanim mean Reb Shimon doesn't hold for that din mezuyef mitoichai. So how does Rabbabe is an amor. How did Rabbabe come up with such an ayin? How many mitoichas are often a mishnah fakir? For am Rabbabe, may the rablozim mezuyef mitoichas shepasul? So you're going to tell me Rabbabe's din is a machloike satanoim? So how does he know bechlal is a din mezuyef? So the Gemara answers, it's a detailed machlokes. All the Tanaim hold that there's a problem, there is a din with the Rabbanim, Zayif Mitoichai. But there's a question. The whole reason why they made a Gzeirah, Zayif Mitoichai, is only with the Rabbanim. It's not a din in a term. The whole reason why they made this Gzeirah, Zayif Mitoichai, is Dilmas, a Gzeirah, maybe you'll rely on no Zaydi Chasime, to serve as Zaydi Mesirah. So if it's Seamus Mufakim, it's a dead giveaway that they're going, Flanagan and a hooligan, or whatever. So everybody knows you're not going to rely on them. To serve as Eidim is serious. So does the is the Gzeirah made as a loyplug, or is it not? Most of the Gzeirahs in the Rabbanon are a loyplug Rabbanon. Even in the case where the reason doesn't apply, the Gzeirah applies. Like the Gemara says, Yom Kol Asreikin Asu and Asreikin Baisis Mitor. The Gemara says you're not allowed to make fancy cookies on Pesach. If you use matzah mel, there's no problem. Matzah mel, unless you machma on Gibrox. But as I matzah mel, the Gemara assumes once it was baked already, so you can let it mix it with water. Not going to turn it to chomet. But if you use Pesach, think of flour, not matzah mel. You use the flour that they use in the bakeries to make the matzahs. You use that and mix it with the water, so you have to be careful to bake it quickly. You can't spend too much time, it'll turn into chametz. So what if the baker wants to make fancy designs on the matzahs, on the cookies? So the Gemara says, we don't allow it because he's going to take too much time and may become chametz. The Gemara says, but what if he has a special form? And he can do the designs on the cookies faster than the private balabuster can make cookies without a shake. He can do it so fast, it'll be faster than anybody else. So the Gemara says, no, there was Bisis, was a baker, a frum, a baker, and he asked the Tanaim, what's the din? So they said, we don't allow it. Why? Because the Velk will say, Yomer, the people want to say, they say, call us Reikin Asur and Asreikin Bisis Matur. They won't understand. No one else is allowed to make designs on the cookies, only Bisis. They won't understand because he has a form that he does it first. So the Gemara says that's the reason for a light plug. Whenever you're going to have a Gzeirah de Rabbanah for a specific reason, you're going to say, whenever the reason doesn't apply, the Gzeirah doesn't apply.
So everybody will pshat, well, I know what I'm doing, I'm a Talmid Chacham, my religion, the Gzeirah doesn't apply to me, the Chashash doesn't apply, I'll be careful, like Shlomo HaMelech said. You know that a Layabra Lanashim, the Layasa is Levava, no, he was a Chacham Mikol Adam, he'll marry as many wives as he wants, and he won't sin, and then he fell in, he did sin. So the Gemara says, we always make called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun, we usually make the Gzeirah Rabbanan Aloiflub, like the Dinim Deraisa Aloiflub. The Gemara says, that's a Machlaikin Satanayim, Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. Shimon holds that Darshin and Taimid Ikro, this is the Zalber Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai holds Darshin and Taimid Ikro, that you always try to ascertain what's the reason for the mitzvah satayre, and when once you know the reason, then whenever the reason applies, the mitzvah applies. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the din doesn't apply. So Reb Shimon holds on the level of deraisa like that. Most of the dinim deraisa are not a loy plug. Whenever the reason, whenever you figure out a reason, whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. Let's say they say you're not supposed to eat pork because you may get trichinosis. And they may be dangerous. So it says on the package, when you buy the pork in the A&P, it says if you heat it up to a certain degree heat, no trichinosis, it'll kill all the rest. So according to Reb Shimon, maybe that's the din. If the Chachamim will decide that that's the reason for pork, so nachanami, you cook it till such a degree it'll be mutter. Oh, you? Yeah. So we happen to paskin, not so. We paskin loy dashinon, time of the kruah. What do you mean loy dashinon? Time of the kruah is a mitzvah to try to figure out what the reason for the dinim is, but it's not from the midrash, Torah, Drash, and it doesn't regulate the application of the mitzvah. That is a loy plug. Even if you know the reason for the mitzvah, it's a loy plug, the rice. And we say, called the tikkun rabbanon, came the rice of tikkun, the takonat rabbanon also. They were clearly introduced for very good reasons, but the gzerah rabbanon's. The Xeris, the Rabbanon apply even in a situation where the reason doesn't apply. So that's what the Gemara says, that's the Machlokes Hatanaim over here. Reb Shimon doesn't hold so much from this Loy Plug. On the level of the Raisa, Reb Shimon doesn't hold so much from the Loy Plug. Reb Shimon is the Tana holds that the Darshin and Taimid Ikor, that the Mitzvah Satera only apply when the reason applies. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the Mitzvah doesn't apply. Can't say, called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came the Raisa Tikkun. So most of the takanas, the Rabbanon Mistam also come to Reb Shimon, whenever the reason doesn't apply, the Gzera won't apply. The Rabbanon say on the level of their Isa loy dashina time in the Kroah, the Ruba of the Dinim der Isa loy plug. So that's a Ruba, the Ruba of the Dinim der Rabbanon. They're also loy plug Rabbanon. The Gemara says that's the Machlagis. Ach maskinim b'shemus mufakim. It's obviously Goyish name, so the reason for the Hashash doesn't apply. So Reb Shimon holds that the Gzera doesn't apply. It's not a loy plug, and the Rabbanim say no. The 99% of the Gzera is the Rabbanim, not a loy plug, like 99% of the Dinim derais. Then the Gemara says, Hechidah, Mishemus, Mufak, what's an example? So Mustamin, every generation there'll be different names. So the Gemara says, Herman. The Gemara says, Herman is our Goyish name. Abu Dina means a judge. So his name was Judge Abu. They have in the newspapers now. They have all the names of the Arab judges. Abu. So they all have these kind of names.
Abu Draham.
Abu was the name. What is Draham also?
I don't know.
Oh. But here the Rishonim say Dina I think means a dying. So Abu Dina, the judge. Barshit Soya, Bar Kidri, Bati, Nakim, Munah, Shai. Abu Zog the Gemara. Abu Shem, Shem is talking my. But what if it would be a name? It's not so clear. It's a Yiddish name or a Goyish name. It's not so obvious. What would be the din? Lai. Even Reb Shimon would agree that there's a chashash de Rabbanon. That if the get that's signed in the Akoshal Nachrin by the Goyisha judges, he can't really tell Smith. It's not 100%. There are Jews that have the name Smith also. It's not such a dead giveaway. Lai. So then Reb Shimon would also agree that it's no good. If so, so why doesn't he speak a little more clearly? He says, it's very unclear in the Mishnah. If that's what Reb Shimon, Ihachi, Freg di Gemara on the fourth line from the top. Adatani Seif, instead of writing on the next line in the Mishnah, the only time the get isha is possible to be signed by the Goy is if it was not written in the Akois. Let Reb Shimon make a chilik within the get isha. Say like this. When do I say the get isha is kosher and I ignore mizayif mitoichai? If it's a very obvious gresham, shemus mufakim is no chashash. Whenever the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, the gzera doesn't apply. Al shemus sheinim mufakim. But if it's not so obvious the gresham name and the chashash does apply, then you may rely on Neder Chassimah to serve as Edim Sira. Loi. So Gemara presses in, maybe that's what it means. Hachanami Koma, that's how it means. Bamed, Vamam, Mishayim, Ismafakim.
Al Hashem Shein Befalkim, it's considered Nasa, Kibisha Nasa Be'ed Yid Apsu. Shverevart, the president of the Mishnah, saying, Masi B'Boyis, Eman, if you want, he can say a little differently. Maybe it means like this. Sefer, the last line in the Mishnah goes on Shtori Mamen. Sefer Son, the Gitei Mamen. Hachikam, it means like this. Vahuskaru, Gitei Mamen, Ipsulim. When do you say Shtori Mamen are no good if it's signed by Hedyaitis? Whenever it's signed by our koyas, it's good because Lamari Ashayu, the government wouldn't ruin their reputation. But if it's Nasa Behedya, then it's no good. Okay. Then the Gemara Blineta next week will continue. Gemara is going to go more details about. But basically, we finished this sugya. It's going to be a little bit more, not too much. And this week's sedra, read by Yankif had, Eglavina had four wives. And they're all having babies except for Rachel. Rachel didn't have any children. So she was very saddened by that. So she says, oh, here it is. Hopefully, Bonami, Mayan, Mason, Echid. I want to have children, you have to be mispowered for me. If Mayan, Mason, Echid, what do you mean, Mason, Echid? I'm not going to commit suicide. What does it mean? So Rashi says, Rashi quotes the Medrash, that Mishain Labonim is Choshev Kimei. Mikan. The Gemara says that are four people who are alive are considered like Mason. So this is about Mishain Labanim. What kind of an idea is that Mishain Labanim is Choshev Kimeis? I saw some of the Rishonim say in the beginning of Chayei Sarah, they say like that, in the opening pasuk, by Yihiyu, Chayei Sarah. So they say, the Cheskuni writes that by Yihiyu is a gematria of 37. So he says that those who like Gematrios say, Elish Adorshin Gematrios say, that Sarah only lived for 37 years. What do you mean she lived 127? No, until the age of 90 she had no children. So Mishain Labanim Schoshkin, she only lived for 37 years. The last 37 years, that's when she started to live. Life begins at age 90. So what does that mean, Mishain Labanim Schoshkin? So I think the Pashup Shad, the way is always assumed, is that we don't only live in the present. People who are just interested in Hanoah, Soilam Azeh, they want to eat and drink and be merry, so they're only interested in the present. But other people who look up for meaning in life, so they live in the past and they live in the future. They have a big past history, all the way back to Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak and Yanka, Moshe Rabbeinu and Maimon Hasina and Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni and the Maccabim and the whole history. And we live in the future. We have Yimos HaMashiach. We live both in the past and in the future. Mishain Rabbanim, a person who's missing the future, he's not going to have a Hemshech, or a person who doesn't have a past. He's only living in the present. It's never Choshev Kimeis. He has a very limited life. He's only living in the present. It's very limited. So that's the view of the Torah, that a person has to live not just in the present, he should live the past and in the future, everything. There's a big tzara now in Eretz Yisrael that they have the secular, not secular, it's hard to say, so there are religious Zionists, then there are secular Zionists, then there are anti-religious Zionists, the two different groups. The secular Zionists, we try to keep 613 mitzvahs a day. From the whole 613, they only hold from one mitzvah. So we work with them. They hold from one mitzvah, we have another 612. The anti-religious Zionists, not that they hold from one mitzvah, they want to have a Medina to be oikir the religion. They want to use the Medina to destroy the religion, to get everybody to leave Judaism, not that they're holding by one mitzvah. You see, now in Eretz Yisrael, they're different groups, totally different hashkofa. So these anti-religious Zionists, they have big thinkers among them. So many of them write and say now in public, Shoin Ginuk, we don't want to be burdened with living in the past and living in the future. Don't hack us at Shaini Bet Avraham and Yitzchak and Yankiv. And Hebron, Niratika, and the Keverochel doesn't bother me. Don't bother me. And don't hack me about Mashiach, what's going to be in the future in the Bais HaShlishi. I want to live now. I don't want to live in the past, and I don't want to live in the future. They write this Beferish, and they say like this Beferish. We just want to live in the present. This is Mamish, what the Chazal understand. Mishain Labonim, Choshev Kimeis. A person who doesn't live in the past and in the future, he's only living in the present. In other words, Mahanoah Salam Azeh. It's a very little. He's not really living for anything. Now, with such an ace tzara in Eretz Yisrael, we have to see to it that we support, especially now, all of the yeshivas are going to need tremendous support. We have here a representative of one of the kollelim in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, there are many yeshivas, many in the Kolim. For the past several years, Rabbi, his name happens to be Yigal. I don't think it's related to other people. Is Rabbi Yigal Rabbi, an Israeli, established a Kolim about 15 years ago. And he has already a 5-year machzor. They learn in 5 years. And then they go, they all enter Rabbanus and Chinuch. Not stam, they sit in Kolim and learn forever. It's not like those kind of Kolim, we need those also. His Kolim, he has people placed all over Eretz Yisrael, Chinuch and Rabbanus. In the last few years, he has that part of their obligations, while they learn in the Kolim, is they have to do kirev activities in neighboring communities near the Kolim. So he comes the last few years to ask for funds for the support of his kollel. It's maybe you'd like to say a few words. His kollel with all the yeshivas will be in dire need of funds in the coming years. We have to support. This is the only way to maintain anything Jewish in Eretz Yisrael. Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem.
I have a big senegoria to say. The Rav mentioned the group, the anti-Zionim. I want to say a senegoria that it's a very small group. The whole left, what we're talking about, it's a very small group. But the problem is that this small group is controlling the whole media and the Knesset, and they have a big power. But really, the majority of the people has nothing to do with this stream and with this attitude to every Jewish thing. It's Mamesh Istera Belagina Kishki Ishkaria. It's a small group, but they have a lot of power. Hashem gave them a lot of power for some reason. It's all an historian probably to pass this stage of the generation. And the reason I'm saying it is because when you hold a newspaper now, or you listen to the radio in Israel now, all what you hear is against religion. And when you go and you talk to people, it's not so. It's not so. Lately, the last couple of weeks, we are suffering the street also. But it's going to pass. It's not deep inside. Just it's a mood that people will put with the media also. But actually, it's not a major problem, the attitude to the religious people. The major problem is the media. But for instance, in my kollel, we go to Givat Ze'ev. Givat Ze'ev, I think the majority are not from Eden. The parents were from, but the young couples are not from. They never knew, never learned anything about Yiddishkeit. And we go visit homes one evening a week. For 2 hours, we go with two families, we visit each one is an hour. And we talk to them Yiddishkeit, and they want to hear, please come again, please come again, please come again. They want to hear and they want to learn. And we never tell them to be religious. We just sit and learn something. After a few weeks or a few months or half a year or so, people change. So it shows that really the majority is not anti, the majority doesn't know anything. The majority grew up in an atmosphere that was anti, but really it's not going into the blood. So Hashem should help us that the government or whoever is against now would stop it.
Okay. Have you said the name? What's the name of your kollel?
Lemandat.
Mandas. Kollel Lemandas. If you can make out checks, it's going to need. The kollel's going to need much more money than they needed in the past.
That's for sure.
The government is not going to be supporting kollel.
It's already has problems.
There's no vision about the government anymore.
Anything I can do?
I'll see. Okay.
I met Hashem next Tuesday. I'll still be here.
Ah, okay. Yes. Thank you.
Make any progress at all?
Oh, it takes forever. The fellow now told us that the type said he's going to send it by email, and he still didn't send it.
So maybe I can light a fire under him.
Okay.
Address or whatever. I'll be in the Shimani and the Czech.
No, he's in Malaya Mosque. I think that's the West Bank doesn't have all the Shigans. People are busy tomorrow. The day after Rabin was killed, thank you. The day after Rabin was killed, so they had the New York Times that someone went to Malaya Mosque and he asked where do they hold? So they said, we are all Yigal Abin. That's what my type said.
This is a classmate of mine.
He's from Europe.
From Croatia. He lived in the same house. From the same rabbi.
Yeah. Can you talk on the phone?